Of law enforcement public safety to order. It's March 3rd, 2021. I'm gonna push my dog who's trying to get on my lap while I talk. I'll take a motion to approve the February 3rd meeting minutes and transcripts.
I'll make the motion, Haynes.
Haynes, second.
I'll second.
Hefner, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Get down. Okay, not you. Okay, the first resolution we have is resolution number 83, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with Walker Valley Chemical Engine number 1 for the 2021 appropriation legislation with legislature. Motion to discuss?
I'll make the motion, Haynes.
Second?
I'll second it.
Fabiano, okay, any discussion? All in favor of resolution number 83?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Abstained? Okay. Resolution 93, appointing member to the Ulster County Fire Advisory Board. Motion to discuss?
I'll make the motion, Haynes.
Haynes, second?
I'll second it.
Fabiano, any discussion on this? All in favor of resolution? Oh,
I'm
sorry.
I'm not looking at the, I'm trying to pull up the agenda. Who is it for?
Oh, let's see. 93 is going to be so gigantic. Sorry. This is Stephanie Rice, is 93, Town of Hurley.
Great. Thank you.
And then I'll just, in case you want to know, the next one, 94, is Lowell Smith, Town of Shandaken.
Great. Thank you.
So all in favor of resolution 93?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. And resolution 94, again, appointing the other member that I just mentioned, all in favor of resolution 94?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Okay, before we get to resolution number 124, I would like to welcome Evelyn Mallard, who is the new head of corrections. Juan, do you want to introduce?
Sure. Good evening, everyone. And I'm very proud today to introduce, I'll let her speak for herself, the new superintendent of corrections, Colonel Evelyn Mallard. Colonel?
Good evening, everyone. I'm happy to be here and I look forward to the opportunity serving the people of Ulster County. And I thank the sheriff for inviting me to have this opportunity. And I don't know if you want to know a little bit about my background or.
Sure, that'd be great.
Well, yeah, so I started with the state police in 1986. So I spent 30 years with the state police. I held many ranks in the state police. I was a trooper for about 7 years, and then I got promoted to sergeant, and then lieutenant, captain, and major, which are all more supervisory positions, response type things. I did investigations, emergency management, respond to emergency incidents, that type of thing. When I left in 2016, the last rank or the last position I had was the director of training at the State Police Academy. So I left in 2016 and I then worked part-time or per diem, they call it, at the Orange County Sheriff's Office for the last 3 years about. And today's my third day with Ulster County. So.
Well, we're happy to have you. Welcome. You did have like literally big feet to fill, shoes to fill.
Very big.
Probably one, among the biggest in his sheriff's office, but I have no doubt that you will do great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So we will move on to resolution 124, amending the 2021 Ulster County budget to appropriate revenue for opioid response as county law enforcement oracle for the Ulster County Sheriff's Office.
But I do believe we might have an error on the form prior resolution appointing Lowell Smith. I do believe we're supposed to actually be appointing Joseph Ryan to the Fire Advisory Board. Do any of the supporting documents denote that? Let me see. So for 2094, I skipped an important resolution there. 94
is appointing Ryan.
Oh, Ryan, okay. You're right. And but the resolution does say Lowell.
What can we do here?
Well, can't we make an motion for an amendment for the resolution?
I believe so.
You can, but
are we sure it's
Lowell? I'm looking at resolution 94 and it says Joseph Ryan.
Oh, exists due to the resignation. I looked quickly for Legislator Haynes. Sorry. I will look for a name. So it's due to the resignation of Lowell Smith. It's the appointment of Joseph Ryan.
Okay. Do we need to vote or anything?
Well, we're welcome to, in case that changes anyone's feelings.
We voted on a resolution.
Right. I guess the concern was, since some people don't have access to the documentation, they want to know that they're voting on Joseph Ryan and not on Lowell Smith. I'm not really concerned it's going to make a very big difference. So if it's okay, we'll just do another. So all in favor of resolution number 94?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. And I also skipped one because I was so excited to meet Evelyn. So I'm going to go back to
123.
Adopting an implementation plan for Executive Order 203 of Governor Andrew Cuomo, New York State Police Reform and Reinvention Collaborative. A motion to discuss? Second?
I'll second it.
Fabiano. Okay. Any discussion? We got, this was introduced to us by Anna last month with the elements. So is there any questions, comments, concerns, discussion at all?
Well, I just, I read it pretty thoroughly, or fairly thoroughly, or moderately thoroughly. You know, the conversations in the report on the school resource officers have jaundiced me to a good part of it. A lot of it reminds me of a drum circle where everybody wants to hear themselves. And I suppose at this point, if the sheriff is embracing it, I have nothing else to do. He's the guy that's got to work with it.
Right.
But I'm just jaundiced about where we're going, and it almost is like a wish list that may be implemented, may not be implemented, and I get that. But since I haven't heard the sheriff jump up and down about it, I'll let the rest of you folks chat.
Okay. Sheriff, did you want to anything?
Sure. And I did say something the other day about the reform package. This is something that's a requirement for all of us. I not agree with every single thing on there, but it was a compromise that we came up with to move forward on this. In the SRO part of it, it does kind of say that individual school districts can make those decisions as well as this independently elected office, and that actually is in there. But I do understand what you're saying, Legislative Parity, but I think April 1st is moving upon us, and I think the purposes of moving forward, and this will be discussed in this committee, I'm sure, in the future, but I appreciate your concern.
And may I, again, thanks, Sheriff. I, since there's a time frame where if you don't do it, possibly money or resources could be withheld is also like the sword hanging over your head. But I hear what you're saying, Sheriff. I get compromises, but sometimes they're not a good idea, compromises. Sometimes you gotta take care, and my issue, and I'm gonna be bringing it up later further, is that the name of this committee is Law Enforcement and Public Safety. And I did not see anything in the report concerning public safety. Nothing, zero. And I remember I went on that. And in fact, I'd like the transcript of our last meeting, my comments put in the record. And the sheriff, to his wisdom, said, well, you know, John's really talking about the victims and things. Victims, yeah. I want to see there's no victims. I don't want to see a victim. And there's nothing in this about the problems we're having. I don't care about New York City. But our law enforcement people did an incredibly good job over the last 15 years. And if I may say, I'm not going to repeat everything I said last week, but if you paid attention to some of our neighboring communities, when Ulster County and Kingston were doing a wonderful job in terms of not having a lot of problems. And I hate to pick on other communities, but, you know, south of us in Newburgh and to some degree Poughkeepsie, we're having a real problem. And this report doesn't say a word about the good job that the law enforcement community did for those 20 years. It's like, oh God, we gotta straighten the whole place out. So that's my stick today.
Thank you. Legislator Haynes. And I can appreciate what Legislator Parity is saying. And oftentimes I don't believe we speak enough about the good things that our law enforcement does. So I would join with you, Legislator Parity, and moving forward and bringing to light some of the good work that our law enforcement does and the benefits of having such a great agency within the county. With that being said, a lot of work went into this from the public, taking recommendations. There's an edict from our governor with a hard deadline. You know, I somewhat question the constitutionality of withholding funding, but I'm not willing to risk it. So with that being said, I'm willing to move forward this evening with that as well. Thank you. Any other comments? So I'll say on my side, my only disagreement with what Legislator Parity said was feeling like some of the good work that the sheriff's office is doing actually is in that report. There are elements in the report that are actually things we've already, I say we as if I had anything to do with it, but that our county has already done. And it's not necessarily obvious in the report that these, you know, if you read carefully, you see that it's stuff that's happening. So the sheriff's office, has already done things from the moment that the sheriff arrived and has continued to do things. And I think that does show up in there, those kinds of changes that have even been made already. It's not just about the changes to be made. I think the work of the restorative justice is already stuff that's going on and really moving forward. And I do, you know, understand that this is supposed to be, well, police reform was what the mandate was. So it was supposed to address just what reforms were suggested as opposed to just describing the scenario. But, you know, that said, I do feel like it is important to always acknowledge the good work that people are doing and not just be focusing on the negative. And I think that we should just always make a point of that. And I think what happens in our resolutions is we often get a chance to highlight some of the good work that is happening. I would also agree that this is aspirational. These are not specific resolutions that and plans that we are now making a decision to do the elements that are in this plan that have not already done, because there's a few we've already proved in the past, like the mental health person with 911 and the expansion of mobile mental health. We've done that approval. Other ones that we have not done, they will need to come in front of us and we will have that chance to really drill into any of those. So to recognize that approval of this document, and this is important because Legislator Haynes and I really spent time with our attorneys just to confirm that approval of the document doesn't therefore bind us to each element in it, that each element that comes up will have to go through discussion and conversations with us as individual resolutions. So we'll have that chance to really drill down on those in the future. And the last thing I'll just sort of add is I don't believe anyone in the governor's office is going to read hundreds of these reports that are going to come because every municipality in the entire state has to do it. That said, I don't want to take a chance that they pull anyone and not see a full document. So I appreciate all the hard work Anna's done. Should anyone look at it, they'll see that it's a very thorough job. We'll see if anyone actually ever does read it. It is, I also would say this is a bit of an unfunded mandate because while all of these reforms are suggested, there's no money behind it to support it. And I know there's several things that are suggested that would require money. And perhaps we can explore those possibilities in the future. All right. Any other comments?
Just that, Chairwoman, we are Ulster County. I'm pretty sure our report's going to get read.
Well, I hope so. You know, again, every municipality in the entire state will be submitting one. So there's going to be a lot of reports. Yeah. But yeah, if they do read it, they'll be impressed by the hard work. John?
If I could, and I know this is probably not the moment for it, but Chair Walter, I do want to thank you for working with us and being a part of the commission to put this together. And frankly, the sheriff has been an extraordinary partner, and I am so proud to be a part of this government in this community, to be able to come up with a document like this that was well thought out. The sweat and tears that went into putting this together, the community meetings, the public input was absolutely phenomenal. Everything was taken into consideration. The compromise that was reached, the discussions, but frankly, you know, as a county, we have implemented some remarkable programs, raising the age of restorative justice, the sheriff and his just, you know, incredibly progressive work on fighting the opioid epidemic from both ends of the spectrum. I think we should all hopefully be able to reflect on this document and be proud as we move forward and work together. So that was all. I just wanted to make a statement. So.
All right. So all in favor of resolution number 123?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? All right. Now resolution 124, amending the 2021 budget to appropriate revenue for the opioid response of county law enforcement article. Motion to discuss.
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion? I will say, seeing no one else's hands up. So we had a fentanyl overdose in Gardner of a New Paltz student, well, Paul student, just, what was it, yesterday, 2 days ago? And, you know, this ties into, we had a memorializing resolution that pretty uniformly, I believe, most legislators approved, where we were insisting that the New York State Department of Health move forward on its prescription drug take back program in all of the pharmacies. And this is something that has been approved by the State Assembly and Senate a long time ago and approved by the governor. And in my opinion, Department of Health has been sitting on it. And, you know, they claim that COVID was the reason, but each day that pills, leftover prescription pills are remaining in people's bathrooms and cabinets is another day that a kid is gonna find them and start becoming addicted. And that is a very prominent way that these kids get in it, is they find it in people's homes, their own homes, someone else's homes. And I'm really beyond furious about the fact that we don't have a very simple, not only is the take back, you know, providing this very obvious way that people can get rid of, safely get rid of these medications, which you can't throw away or you can't flush, but also it promotes the importance of getting rid of the medications by having them at all the pharmacies and having it very clear. It makes sure people know that they need to get those medications, those extra medications out of their homes. So I just want to say one thing and then I'll let you give it to you, Legislator Haynes. I'm saying for myself, I'm working with the sheriff to do, at least until the state gets around to it, doing a take back day in New Paltz and promoting it so that, and the sheriff's office will send people and they'll take care of, you know, collecting it and bringing it and disposing it. So I encourage any other legislators, if you want to do it in your community, the sheriff's, I'm speaking for him, but I know it's true, will be there and would be willing to show up. It's not the solution we want, but I would certainly encourage you all to do that in your communities, and you know, at least raise some awareness on how important it is to get these excess medications out of people's homes. Legislator Haynes.
Yes, it's super important. And I've done dozens of Shed the Med take back programs throughout the district, taking back hundreds and hundreds of pounds of unused or expired prescription medications. I just wanted to remind individuals though that many local fire, police departments do have a receptacle that you can turn those unused or expired medications in, and I encourage them to use it. But having pharmacies on the list as well would certainly be like kind of the most obvious thing to do and very helpful. So thank you for bringing that up.
Thanks.
I also would love to see folks reach out to Juanita Hotchkiss, who runs the HEAL program through our Department of Health. I know that they have some prescription take back programs that they run, and I believe that they're partnering with some of our local pharmacies. So it could be interesting to work with her. She might have some pharmacies that could partner with you all.
Well, we have three that or two that do it right now, and they have been doing it. It's these the large ones, the Walgreens and the Rite Aids, that aren't going to do it until the state requires it. And it includes a whole model of like, how do you tell people that you have this now? How do you do promotions? How do you do signage? But yes, Diedrich's in New Paltz and their partner in Kingston have it, as well as law enforcement. But I'll tell you, our Department of Health, Arvin Martello, has been fighting for this as well on a state level. I mean, they're tied until this gets moved by the New York State Department of Health. Sheriff?
I just want to remind everyone that we also have those containers in all five zones. And here at the Ulster County Law Enforcement Center, we're open 24/7 to accept them. We have a box in our lobby.
Did we vote on this resolution yet? No.
No.
Okay. All in favor of resolution 124?
Opposed? Aye.
Same. All right. Next, we have resolution number 125, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $11,926.30, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county for visual computer solution. Motion to discuss.
I'll move it.
Fabiano, second. Haynes. Sorry. Any discussion? It's actually Fawn dropping off my iPad. All in favor?
Aye.
Yep.
Opposed? Abstain. Jay, can you text Fawn for me and tell her to just leave it at my door? Thank you, because I can't go right now. All right. Then the last one we have is resolution number 126, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $27,000, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment $50,000. For the Alcohol Monitoring System Incorporated, Department of Probation. All in favor? Motion to discuss in case anyone wants to. Haynes, second? Let's get a second to discuss.
A second for discussion.
Legislator Haynes, did you want to ask something?
No, I was just bringing up the contract on this. What is the name of the vendor for that?
Scram, and they go by alcohol monitoring systems, but it's Scram is what we use for our electronic monitoring.
Okay. Is this something we've used in the past?
Yeah, our contract with them expired on December 31st, so we're just renewing it for a year. It's the company we use for all our electronic monitoring.
Is this an interlock system?
No.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, all in favor of resolution number 126?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? All right. The criminal justice reform task force update, they're still chugging along on centralized arraignment. There's some concerns by the judges that are being explored at this point. The task force has utilized the document that the executives commission, the one that we all voted on, they're using that to actually start working on articulating specific resolutions for our consideration. And so we're plugging through it very carefully and slowly. And so ideally in the next month or two, you'll have at least one or two specific resolutions that tie into that document. any new business? Sorry. Oh, that's just a clear. Okay. In terms of old business, I had asked about the Office of Indigent Legal Services and how their reimbursements, and they've all been received. So Jay was kind enough just to put it there so I can just follow up with that. And with that, I will take a motion to adjourn. John, you have something to say?
Yeah, just 30 seconds. I brought this up during the stakeholders call today with the town supervisors and others on COVID vaccine. We're getting a small shipment of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine this week, and we're setting up a process to actually try to get to homebound seniors, truly homebound seniors who cannot get a ride or take a ride or get into a vehicle or have a family member bring them to a vaccination site. If any of you know of any such individuals, or obviously sometimes it's difficult for us to find all of them or communicate with all of them, feel free to please email Mark Ryder, M-R-I-D, at co.ulster.ny.us with names or any contact information we can use to help get to them. We are this weekend going to be sending out the whole crews to get the vaccines. And over the next week or two, as we get a few more of the Johnson & Johnsons, we do want to hit that population so hard to get to. So that's all. I just wanted to try to get that word out as quickly as possible.
I appreciate it. So yeah, people reach out to your other people to identify who those potential candidates could be. Is there anything like, what is it? 70 and older? What's the
seniors? Just anyone who cannot actually get out of their home. The homebound seniors is a population we are having trouble to actually.
They could be 65, but homebound.
Yeah, as long as they're seniors and homebound, truly homebound.
Right. All right. That's terrific. All right. And with that, I will take a motion to adjourn. You want to say? Okay. Legislator Haynes, second Fabiano. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you all. See you soon.
Take care.